40 miles west of Moscow, to relive the past. Stavropol, the group's leader, walked over to the fireplace, raised himself to his full height, turned to his colleagues and said, "It pleases me to see you all here. We have waited many long years for this. Today we embark upon a new and glorious chapter in the history of not only our beloved Russia, but of the world. 15 years ago we were much younger," interrupted one of the men. It was Valentin Primovich, the plotter, the warrior. He had always been the weakest link. Stavropol fixed him with a steady look. "Valentin, we are still young men."
"And we have good lives now," said Uri Varensky,
coming to the defense of Primovich.
"The world is a different place. Russia is a different place."
"As we knew it would be," said Stavropol as his eyes turned on Varensky. He had grown soft and lazy. "You forget that the change came because of us. It was our idea."
"It was your idea," replied Anatoly Karganov.
"We supported you, as we always have. But Uri and Valentin are correct. Times have changed." Stavropol couldn't believe his ears. Was Karganov, one of the greatest military minds the country had ever seen, siding with Primovich and Varensky? The